Danger, danger. The following contains explicit content. Please use caution while you are tuned in.
Hi, hello, you're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. It is 11 p.m., and that means it's time for The Witching Hour with me, your host, DJ Crusher. Today's an extra special episode. We are headed into our very first annual Radiothon tomorrow, which means we're going to have a live programming 8 a.m. to 8 a.m., and I believe this is the last show before that kicks off tomorrow morning, so... yeah, this is your Radiothon pregame, I guess, before you wake up bright and early to listen to Jeff the Nerd and Simone Lamone on Indie Wake Up Call kicking off our Radiothon specials. I'm pretty excited. I'm taking the night shift tomorrow, of course, so I will be at the station all night. You can tune in at 11 p.m. tomorrow for a second Witching Hour episode. This will be our Divorced Dad Metal special, a highly anticipated theme. Not to toot my own horn, I guess people are just, you know, really excited about what this show has to offer. Then at 1 to 2 a.m. tomorrow night, DJ Mayhem and I will be playing Evil Girl music. So you can tune in to figure out exactly what that means. And tune in for the full 24 hours. Just stay up with us. You don't need sleep. You just need CFRC. For tonight... we are going to start off strong with some Poppy. You know how I love Poppy on this show. Her new album, Negative Spaces, is out with 15 tracks. And today I was, you know, flipping through, trying to figure out what I wanted to play for tonight. And I landed on The Center's Falling Out. Definitely one of her heavier tracks on this album. And there's, you know, there's a good variety from ranging from pop to more metal, as we'd expect from Poppy. So, yeah, that's going to be your first track. Then we're going to play some more Poppy, because, you know, I just can't get enough. And a bit of a throwback to Am I a Girl. This is her song with Grimes, Play Destroy. And, yeah, getting in some Canadian content in there. This is one of my favorite songs from both of them, and I just love them as a duo. Then after that, we're going to play another song also featuring Grimes, but I'm not going to get into that right now. We will talk about that after. So, yeah, let's get into the music, starting with The Center's Falling Out by Poppy on her new album, Negative Spaces, right here on CFRC.
Let's go. to die.
We finished off that set with Nihilist Blues by Bring Me the Horizon featuring Grimes. Before that, we had Play Destroy by Poppy and Grimes and The Center's Falling Out by Poppy. Yeah, I kind of just liked how that flowed. I've been listening to a lot of all three of these songs recently, especially the last one. I've been listening to a lot of Bring Me the Horizon recently, and it's not helping. I've been having a bit of a crisis where I just feel old, and I feel like some of my band picks tonight just place, like, you could tell exactly when I was a teenager. Not that I'm that old, but I'm old enough that I'm feeling it, especially working on a college campus. I'm like, wow, oh my god, I'm so old. But yeah, other than that, I'm also feeling old because I'm filming this from the comfort of my bed with my reading socks on with a cup of peppermint tea in my hand because my tummy hurts. So yeah, I'm just really in my grandma era right now and for the foreseeable future. And I truly don't know how I'm going to stay up tomorrow. I bought like a double shot can of coffee because I just don't know how I'm going to do it. I mean, I've done it before and fairly recently, but it was no good. And I was by myself. This time I'm going to have to maybe it'll be really helpful. I'll have all my CFRC friends there to keep me awake and keep me going and keep me from falling down a doom spiral as I usually do after a certain hour. But either way, I'm a little nervous. I think I'm going to need a good old couch nap. CFRC just has the comfiest couches. I just love face planting onto the red couch in the lounge and just knocking out for a bit. So I might have to do that tomorrow night. We'll see. But I am still hopeful a little bit. I mean, there's going to be all these cool people around playing cool tunes that I'm going to want to be awake to hear, just like you should be awake to hear tomorrow night. So yeah, it'll be fine. Next up on our set list, we have some Bad Omens. Again, really placing my middle school, high school experience in a particular era. They've also been blowing up recently. I feel like they were along with like the Sleep Token craze of like weirdly, almost like they had like a fangirl presence in the way that like a boy band would. Which I guess they definitely did in the Warped Tour days. And all that, like all those bands definitely had that, but it was just, I felt like I haven't seen that in a while, so it was really fun to see. but this song is not from their newer album, Death of Peace of Mind, that really had people in a chokehold recently. This is from an older one, their self-titled album, Bad Omens, which is my personal favorite, and I just love the cover for it. It's so striking. It's like this red sheet covering this person. Look it up. It's a cool cover. And this is my favorite track off that album too, actually. I was surprised I hadn't played it before, but I took a look and I hadn't. So we're going to play Hedonist by Bad Omens. Then we're getting into a new track by a Canadian band. We're going to play Killswitch by Gutter King. I've been really into Gutter King for a while now, and this is their newest release. I believe it's been a little while though. I'm a little bit late to the game. Yeah, it came out in October 18th, so again, I'm a little late to the game here, but I have been really enjoying this track, Killswitch, and I'm hoping that this means an album in the near future. I believe they were teasing one on Instagram. I think I could be wrong though. I could be mixing that up, but I hope there's a new Gutter King album on the way. Then after that, I have our Emotorp Loser Throwback of the Week, which I'm going to keep a surprise. Again, this is another band that is placing me in a particular era in that like 2010 to 2015 range. I was a particular age. I was a particular demographic at that time, but I am not ashamed. It was a great time for music. I think we were all mentally doing much better, even if the music was not reflecting that. I think we were all having a much better time. But anyways, aside from that, we're going to kick off this next set with Hedonist by Bad Omens right here on The Witching Hour on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I love the look on your face when I'm dead. Bye-bye.
That last track, your emo loser throwback twerp. Nope, I missed words there. That last track was your emo loser twerp throwback of the week with The Death of Me by Asking Alexandria. I was a big Asking Alexandria girly. I loved them. And this album came out in 2013, peak. It's from Death to Destiny. And yeah, just a banger album. I think their other one before that is a bit more well known. Yeah, Stand Up and Scream from 2009. That one's a bit more of like an emo iconic album. And same with Reckless and Relentless, which might even be earlier. When did Reckless and Relentless come out? 2011. Okay, so like same era. But yeah, I really like that 2013 album though. The other two are good too. And again, they have their place in the zeitgeist of 2010s emo people. But yeah, From Death to Destiny, still a banger. And also it was like, I was a fan enough that I was like excited for it to come out. Before that, we had Killswitch by, I almost said Killswitch Engage, that's a different song. Killswitch by Gutter King, which is their newest single, Canadian band, I believe they're from Calgary. Then before that, we had Hedonist by Bad Omens, which I feel like could also qualify as an emo loser twerp throwback of the week, but it's not quite there. Maybe it came out too late for that. Again, I feel like that is a certain era. Yeah, it came out in 2016, which is on the edge, I feel like. It's still there, but it's definitely on the edge. That was like, you know, I feel like peak MySpace era is where the emo loser twerp throwbacks of the week really live in the canon of the witching hour. We have two sets left after this, and that second set is full of really strange choices. And there's only two of them. They're just really long. But before that, our next song is going to be Wargasm UK, which I haven't played in a while, but I like them. I didn't love their new album that much. But this single, I've been bumping a lot. It's called 70% Dead, and it's with Corey Taylor of Slipknot. And I love Corey Taylor so much. And also, I just love to imagine when artists collab on a song that they're just best friends. And there's something about Corey Taylor being best friends with Wargasm UK that just really tickles me. And I enjoy that. And also, something else that really tickles me is him saying, "I'm so pretty" on this song. And I think that's really fun and just great vibes. Corey Taylor's always been a girl's girl to me. You know, he's for the girls in the same way that Korn is for the girls. Slipknot is for the girls. So yeah, I really enjoy 70% Dead. It's been a while since it came out. It's fairly new. Yeah, it came out in the summer. And yeah, I've been listening to it a lot lately, so I put it on the set list. And I feel like it's also a little bit of a light segue into our episode tomorrow, which is probably going to include some Corey Taylor, because it's Divorced Dad Metal, you forget. It's not Divorced Dad Rock tomorrow night at 11 p.m. on the Witching Hour Special Radiothon Edition. Very big distinction that we will go through tomorrow. We're going to start off with a little lecture, I think, because I think we all need to set the scene before we walk into that episode tomorrow, once again at 11 p.m. on CFRC. And after that, we're going to play some Counterparts. Once again, I played this album on my last episode, Heaven Let Them Die, which was a new release this month as well. This is just the episode where I just checked the dates that albums came out, and that's the whole episode. Is me clicking around on my computer and figuring out when things came out. Yes, it came out in November, November 7th. And this is a no-skip album for me. I like every song on it, which made it really hard to pick which song I was going to play, especially for the first episode. And I think, honestly, probably for the next few episodes, you're just going to see me like cycling through this album because I just want to play every song because they're all so good. Don't worry, I'll play other bands as well. But Counterparts might be getting some special treatment in the next few weeks because I really, really like this album. So I picked Praise No Artery Intact for the second song off this album that I'm going to play. And yeah, again, it's just a really good album. And after that, we have... I'm going to spoil you, and I'm going to tell you the third track, even though I haven't for the last two sets. I'm going to play Antpile 2 by Kublai Khan TX. I love Antpile, the first one. Antpile 1, some call it. Now that there's a 2, I guess we can call it that. I think that was my favorite Kublai Khan song before. And this one might have overtaken it. Antpile 2 might be the superior Antpile in my mind. Anyways, enough from me. Our next set is 70% Dead with Corey Taylor and Wargasm, Praise No Artery Intact by Counterparts, and Antpile 2 by Kublai Khan TX. The second two are new releases, and 70% Dead came out in the summer. I think that's all you need to know. Enjoy this next set right here on The Witching Hour on CFRC 101.9 FM.
So pretty, we're so pretty.
Oh, I know you love me, but please don't touch me, sun. So bright, I'm burning in my bed.
You know some nights I feel alive, but I'm 70% dead.
We're so pretty, we're so pretty.
Pretty tired and uninspired.
I'm living in a world on fire.
It's getting heavy, oh, the air is getting heavy.
Yeah, it's getting heavy, the air is getting heavy.
Oh.
We're killing innocence with stylish ignorance.
You can barely hold it together, but
don't I look better now you know that we won't live forever?
We're killing innocence
with stylish ignorance.
You can barely hold it together, baby. Don't you look better now I know that we won't live forever? With stylish ignorance.
You can barely hold it together, but
don't I look better now you know that we won't live forever? We're killing innocents with stylish ignorance.
Yeah.
anxious, I'm here. Step away from the window and go back to sleep. Safe from pain and truth and choice and other poison devils. See, they don't give a fuck about you like I do.
Okay, that last track you heard tacked on the end there, which was not planned, was Counting Bodies Like Sheep to the Rhythm of the War Drums by A Perfect Circle. I kind of teased that in my last episode because I played Pet by them, which has the same lyrics. But yeah, it's kind of a weird one, but I really like it, and I've really liked it for a long time. Like, I remember listening to it in, like, middle school, high school. Yeah, it's just, it scratches an itch in the back of my brain that I can't explain. Before that, we had Ampile 2, a new release by Kublai Khan TX, and I would argue superior to the first Ampile. Praise No Artery Intact by Counterparts on their new album with No Skips, Heaven Let Them Die. And before that was 70% Dead with Corey Taylor and Wargasm. And again, I feel like nothing beats Corey Taylor saying, "I'm so pretty." It just like gets me so hyped up. It's so good. We're going to finish off with kind of a weird choice, and it's not the first time I've ended this show with a 10-minute weird choice. Throwback to Be Your Own Dentist by Katya, finishing off an episode last year. So we're going to finish off with Steal Something by Bring Me the Horizon from their very experimental album, Music to Listen to, Dance to, Blaze to, Pray to, Feed to, Sleep to, Talk to, Grind to, Trip to, Breathe to, Help, ... It keeps going. It's a very long album title. But yeah, I just am really into this one. I listen to it a lot, especially when I'm like walking around on campus. Just like gets me in the zone. And oh my God, that title is so long. Apparently there's just music to do everything to, including breathe to. That's interesting. Love that that's included in there. I would say this is definitely a song to breathe to. Anyways, I really like it. It's kind of a funky one. But I thought it would be nice to end off the night before you head off to bed to get up bright and early for Radiothon, starting off at 8 a.m. with Jeff the Nerd and Simone the Moan with Indie Wake Up Call. I believe they have a kind of punk rock episode set up for you guys. So yeah, be sure to tune in and stay tuned in for the full 24 hours where we will have live programming all day, lots of specials, including Listening Baldly, right before Listening Queerly. We got the Middle School Dance special. We got Darker Side of the Tune, but even darker. We have The Witching Hour, Divorced Dad special. We have Extra Mayhem with DJ Mayhem. We got a lot going on, so be sure to stay tuned to CFRC tomorrow for our full Radiothon running from 8 a.m. tomorrow to 8 a.m. on Thursday. And yeah, that's a wrap on The Witching Hour for tonight. Thank you for tuning in. Next up is Steal Something by Bring Me the Horizon to send us off.
something.
Thank you.
every night you dream at least 10 dreams a night. Do you remember
your dreams? If you do, you're well on your way to having some fantastic times when you close your eyes.
Today I'm going to teach you about one of my favorite things
in the world ever. Dreams and dreaming.
I want you to ask yourself this question. When you dream...
Do you dream only in black and white?
Or do you dream in color?
It's interesting because
everyone's different.
When I dream, I always dream in color. Some people only dream...